From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. We have reports today of continuing attacks across Afghanistan as Afghan security forces reassert control following attacks in the capital, Kabul. The Taliban are claiming responsibility for the series of clearly coordinated attacks that appear to reveal the Afghan government's security challenges and weaknesses. A dozen Oklahoma counties remain under a state of emergency following severe storms over the weekend that killed five people. As member station KGOU's Kurt Gwardney reports, the state's governor has visited the storm-damaged area.
Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon took a helicopter tour over the destructive path of a strong tornado that ripped across northwest Oklahoma. Once on the ground in Woodward, Oklahoma, Fallon said emergency responders in the area were remarkable in their response, but the damage she saw was also remarkable.
It's always devastating when you see that type of debris and know that there were people in those homes at the time.
Fallon's emergency declaration is the first step toward asking for federal assistance in the recovery. The weather system spawned more than 120 tornadoes as far north as Minnesota, where at least three twisters were reported on Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Gwardney in Oklahoma City.
The first observers from the United Nations are now in Syria and are beginning their work monitoring a ceasefire. NPR's Grant Clark reports the team has arrived as intense fighting continues.
The six observers are meeting with Syrian officials to decide the locations they'll visit. Another 24 monitors are expected to join them in Syria in the coming days. Opposition activists say the military continues to shell the dissident stronghold city of Homs. They say at least 25 people were killed yesterday, most of them in Homs. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he's concerned about the ceasefire holding. He says it's crucial that the Syrian government takes all measures necessary to end the shelling. Grant Clark, NPR News, Beirut.
Congressman Daryl Issa, chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, says the committee will investigate allegations that Secret Service agents preparing for President Obama's visit to Colombia for the Summit of the Americas were involved with prostitutes.
We've heard about these wheel-up parties when the president leaves. Well, this was a pre-wheel-down.
ISO says he wants to understand if the Secret Service needs a bit of a shakeup.
The question is the whole organization in need of some soul-searching, some changes, or in fact, before the president, the vice president, members of the cabinet are in danger?
That's ISA talking with CBS Face the Nation. President Obama says he expects a thorough and rigorous investigation of the claims. The Summit of the Americas ended without a final declaration because of differences among attendees over how to treat communist Cuba, but the president announced a timetable for implementation of a free trade agreement between the U.S. and Colombia. This is NPR News. The right-wing radical activist in Norway, who admits killing 77 people in shooting and explosive attacks, is rejecting the court's authority as his trial opens today in Oslo. Anders Breivik, who says he wants to protect Norway and Europe from an Islamist takeover, also pleads not guilty to terrorism and murder charges. The fate of tens of millions of digital files stored on one of the world's largest file-sharing sites is in limbo. Mega Upload was shut down by government lawyers in January for alleged criminal copyright infringement. A lot of legitimate businesses are caught in the middle. NPR's Laura Seidel reports one of them has taken the case to court.
Carpathia Hosting says it spends $9,000 a day to keep the servers with Mega Upload's files up and running. Carpathia wants to get paid or shut them down. Government lawyers would be fine with that. They say they've already taken all the illegal copies of films, TV, and music they need to prove their case. Mega Upload has been blocked from accessing the files. Their lawyers say they need the data to defend their client. There are also customers of Mega Upload who say they've been blocked from accessing perfectly legal personal and business files. The judge has told all the parties to find a mutually agreed-on solution and come back to him in 2 weeks. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
It's Marathon Day in Boston, and it promises to be a hot one. Forecasters say runners in the 116th Boston Marathon will face temperatures in the mid-80s. Marathon organizers are advising even elite, experienced athletes to take it a little easy. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.